Ford versus Ferrari, screening at TIFF on September 9th, recounts the Ford Motor Company's mid-1960s attempt to design and build a race car that could end Ferrari's dominance of the historic 24 Hours of Le Mans endurance race. It stars Matt Damon as legendary car designer Carroll Shelby and Christian Bale as superstar driver Ken Miles. But what's a racing movie without incredible race scenes? And that's where our next guest comes into play. I'm happy to welcome Academy Award-winning stunt coordinator and recent AMPAS inductee Robert Nagel to the Nightside. Robert, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Now,
thanks
are
for
you
having me on?
Are you on the line from? Are you in Los Angeles right now?
I am.
And what's the weather like there? I always have to ask. Let me guess. It's 78 degrees and sunny.
No, I think it's 82 and sunny, so close.
So, race scenes in films were revolutionized a number of years ago when you created something called the Biscuit Junior and car driving scenes. So tell me, first of all, what the Biscuit Junior is, and then we'll move forward from there.
The simple answer is it's a drivable platform that we can put a vehicle on and put the actor in the vehicle, and then I'm driving that platform. And because it's, I call it a platform because you can basically look 360 degrees with camera, meaning the drive pod that I drive from can be positioned in about any position to be out of frame of camera, and just allows a director to shoot in any direction.
And this is revolutionary. I mean, it used to be, I suppose, many years ago, they used to do back projection, and you could always tell then things were back projected. Then they'd strap cameras to the hoods of cars and that kind of thing, but you got such a bumpy footage from that it wasn't always great. This really changed things, and you created it for the film Seabiscuit. And that was a horse racing film, and it was easily adaptable, I guess, after that for car races and things. But it's been used in a lot of films.
Yes, it has. And the one that Alan Padalford, he and I designed the second version, being the junior.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that Alan had built for Seabiscuit was three times the size of the one we use now, because it was built specifically for that film.
Right.
To put mechanical horses on along with cameras and drive at speed with race horses running parallel with the actors to put you in the middle of that action. And it was the impetus of that to, like, hey, what if we scale this down and put a car on it? We could put the actor right in the middle of a car chase.
And there is no danger. I mean, I guess the whole thing about this is that it's completely safe.
Yeah, I mean, it's a much more controlled environment. It's mm-hmm. a very stable platform. Handling and performance-wise, it will outhandle and outrun most cars with another vehicle on it, and that's how it's been designed. So the level of performance is far beyond what we normally take it to, so there's a huge margin for safety there.
And what were the challenges of working on Ford versus Ferrari in terms of using this rig? The races have to look absolutely authentic, otherwise the film's not going to work. So what kind of pressures did that put on you?
We had to take the rig. You know, we wound up using the rig in many of the sequences to put the actor, especially Christian, in the middle of it. And one of the challenges was the GT40. Owes its name to the fact that the roof line is 40 inches high. Well, that's pretty low and doesn't work even in our platform. It fell below the what you could shoot looking forward.
Right.
So what we did is we took a shell of a replica GT40 and we built what's called kind of a rear frame, and it allowed us to put the car on this frame with the wheels and the actor, and you could be outside the car and you had no idea that it was connected to our rig. And we could look at Christian, you could look at the car, I could bring cars up alongside of him in the middle of the race, and it just completely keeps you in the story. And we're running at speed with Christian in the car and the race car is alongside of him and behind him.
And you understand car racing because you used to be a car racer.
I did.
You dragged raced? You did all that
stuff. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, started there and then went into road racing.
And tell me, I've never done it. So what's the thrill? What's it like to drive at those kind of speeds?
You know, for me, it becomes this level of focus. And it's sort of, people always ask me, well, you must be an adrenaline junkie. And it's not that. I mean, not sure there's adrenaline that goes with it, but it's really this calm focus that I get when I'm in that environment.
Right.
Nothing else in the world exists at that moment.
And you do this not only in the films, but you were recently driving for the BBC TV series Top Gear, which must have been exciting.
It was fun. I did a short little segment on a new concept that Gem Effects had built called the Blackbird, which is a digitally replaced car, meaning this car, they expand and contract the wheelbase of this car to match any car that you want, and then the VFX guys come in behind it and overlay a CGI body, and it works incredibly well.
I think when people think of stunt people, they think back to movies like The Stuntman, maybe Hooper, Burt Reynolds. They think of Hal Needham, you know, who always seemed to be bashed up a little bit. Have you ever been injured when you've been doing any of these stunts or the stunt driving?
I get beat up a little bit here and there, and you get sore. But I mean, I've been very fortunate. The only real injury I've ever walked away from was a broken thumb during a NASCAR commercial.
Oh wow! And that's easy to deal with, or easy enough to deal with.
Yeah, it was.
What are you working on right now?
I'm working on it's a Harley Quinn offshoot. I believe they're titling it Birds of Prey. That's mm-hmm. about all I can say about it.
Right, right. But we can expect that there will be some car racing, or at least some car work in it. That'll be very exciting. Well, I can't wait to see Ford versus Ferrari. I mean, not only does it have two tremendous actors in it, Matt Damon and Christian Bale, but the race scenes promise to be spectacular. Robert, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope you enjoy the film. It's quite a film.
It's quite a ride. I think we should say it's quite a ride.
Yes, it is.
I've been speaking with Robert Nagel. He's the Academy Award-winning stunt coordinator whose work will be seen at the Toronto International Film Festival next week in the film Ford versus Ferrari.